Okay, as always, we want to thank the Froelich Financial Group for sponsoring the Kollel in general. And this week's sponsor, Ben Schreiber, in memory of Moshe Aaron Ben Chaim Yosef. His Yuritzad is Neshama Shiravan Aliyah. Thank you very much. I also want to dedicate our learning this afternoon. Achenu Kobeis Yisrael, our brothers and sisters in Israel, are under a barrage of rocket fire. 200 rockets have fallen in a few hours today, and several have hit homes and one a bus. People have been injured, and we have them in our thoughts and our tefillos. Hashem should protect them and secure them, and our enemies and their terrible, terrible intentions should fail. Okay, we began this topic last week. We're going to continue. I hope I'm coherent. I have a pretty good excuse if I'm not. So you'll forgive me, but you'll bear with me, and we'll do the best that we can. But I had a pretty long and busy night last night. Baruch Hashem. Simchas, we should all only have simcha. So last week we started the topic of Eidus Lakiyim Adavar. And again, in the survey of Shas Sugyas, there are very broad topics. Eidus is a topic that we could speak about 5, 10, 20 years. Within Eidus, there are so many subtopics and subcategories. We're trying to tackle one specifically. We began it last week, and this week is a extension or corollary of it. So a very brief summary of what we saw last week before we continue into this week. So the Gemara mentions that if one tries to testify with one witness for marriage, it's invalid. You need two witnesses. And the Gemara says, where do I know I need two witnesses from? Davar, davar, gzeir shava. We learn the same word davar is used for a monetary dispute, which is, there's testimony offered by two witnesses. And similarly, the word davar is used in the context of marriage. So davar, davar, just like two there, so too you need two over here as well. And we asked, how could you learn from one to the other? They seem entirely incongruous. On the one hand, when it comes to a financial dispute, if I lend you money, or there's damages, and there's a debt that's created to me, in the cases of monetary dispute, there's no obligation of witnesses. There's no need for witnesses at all. Whereas in the case of Kiddushin, Gittin v'Kiddushin, marriage or divorce, it's ineffective, it's not done, it's not accomplished, there's no change of status unless there's the presence of witness. So how could the Gemara have learned one to another? The Yisor Reb Chaim Brisker essentially coins the expression Eidus Eidim Lekiyam Hadavar and Eidim Lebir Hadavar. Sometimes there are witnesses who are here in order to later testify what they saw. Should there be a confrontation, a dispute, should there be tension, and should a judge, should a Beis Din need to adjudicate, the witnesses will come to court and they'll testify exactly what they saw. The purpose of that witness or those witnesses is to offer accurate testimony. Other times, says Rav Chaim, there's not an Eidus Lebir HaDavar. Their point is not in order to help the judges determine the truth accurately, but rather their purpose is Eidus Lekiyam HaDavar. If they're not there and if they're not participating, there is no marriage. As we spoke about last week, for a wedding to occur, Sada Kedushin is a lovely honorific, even more lovely when you're related to the Kala, but it's just an honorific. Really, what you need is the chassan, the groom, the kala, the bride, and two witnesses. If there's no masada or kedushim, but there's two witnesses, you still have a valid wedding. If you're missing either a bride or a groom, or either of the two witnesses, it's invalid. Says Reb Chaim, both in the case of a marriage and in the case of a get, the dissolvement of a marriage, there's Eidus Lekiyam HaDavar. The witnesses are there. They're part of the experience. They create the experience. They're a Kiyam HaDavar. Without them, there is no marriage. They're part of the actual change of status. They create the change of status. So it's not just the chassan gives a kala something that's a shava pruta, says harayat, and she somehow, by accepting it, expresses her das as well. You also need the mechanism through which the chalos, through which the kedushin occurs, is the presence of the edim. Absent those edim, you could have his das, you could have her das, you could have a beautiful ring. Harayat Mekudeshes is pronounced perfectly. Absent the witnesses, there is no change of status. They are part of the mechanism. So Reb Chaim, and he was answering, we're not going to review this now, but in the context of Yibum, does Yibum need Eidum Lekiyam HaDavar or Eidus Lebir HaDavar? In the context of Yibum, is Yibum more like getting the Kiddushin? Is Yibum more like a monetary dispute? So Reb Chaim says it all depends on Das. When you need Eidim Lekiyam HaDavar, the purpose of those Eidim is to affirm that the Das, the intent of the parties, is present. that they have the proper intent, that they have the proper das. Yibum doesn't require das, therefore maybe it doesn't need edim l'kiyam adavar. Maybe there's some evidence in the opposite direction. That is the question. So on the one hand, that was the interpretation of Reb Chaim Brisker, who tzvei dinim and edus. There are two types of edus. There's edus l'bir adavar. Two people saw a car accident. They come to court and say, whose fault it is? Two people witnessed alone. They come to court and they say, thank you, three. They come to court and they say, this person borrowed from the other and he owes him money. That's the edus labira davar. The purpose of the witnesses, you may never need the witnesses. They happen to have witnessed it. You may never need to invoke their testimony. You don't need them in order to display, in order to communicate what accurately happened. However, edus lakiyam davar is the presence of the witnesses creates the reality. Why do Edom make the chalos?
Because it's not.
In which case? What's the case you're talking about? Right. Right. But the Das HaMeschayev could be created. The Das HaMeschayev could be created without the presence of the Edus. I can pronounce right now, I want to give you a matana. I could be machayev myself to you, $100. Understood, but that's post facto. Post facto, you're talking about how do we evaluate the legitimacy or authenticity of the edim. But you don't need edim bechlal. If I determine I want to create a debt to you, and I pronounce an obligation, a gift, a debt, then that debt is as valid, as legitimate, as it's a real debt. No, so that's a din within the edus. How do you know the legitimacy of the edus? But the notion that you can create a reality without the edus is absolutely true in Dinei Mamonos. It's not true in Gittin V'Kiddushin. The Ketzos had an altogether different interpretation. The Ketzos, again, this is just a review of last week. I want to get to this week. The Ketzos says, no, that's not how it works. And the Ketzos answers this question, which we began with. Dover, dover, we learn Gzer Shava from Dinei Mamonos to edus. Why would you learn from Dinei Mamonos? Dinei Mamonos doesn't need edim. So Adarabba, how could you learn Gzer Shava that you need two edim for Kedushin from Mamonos? Mamonos doesn't even need edim Bechlau. So maybe, based on what you're saying, there is a connection. But the Ketzos offers a different explanation. So says, the purpose of the edus for getting the Kedushin is not like Reb Chaim. They're not edim l'kiyam adover. It's not that there's no mechanism for a new reality without them, but they're verifying what happened. They're not ceremonial. They're not just there to offer two kibudim to two great Talmidei Chachamim who have the greatest ne'amonos. It's not ceremonial. They're offering verification, verifiability. They're verifying what happened. So the truth is, we asked, I don't understand. How could you say you need two edim to verify in Kiddushin? You don't even need that in Mamonos. So says the Ketzos, absolutely you need it in Mamonos. In Mamonos also you need to be able to verify that there's a debt, that there's a loan, that there's compensation. Well, how do you verify when it comes to Dinei Mamonos? You have a mechanism that doesn't demand Edom. Why? Hodas Baal Din Kamei Edom Dami. Because when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, an individual, one of the litigants, one of the Baal Din themselves can stand up and say, I'm hereby indebted to you, I owe you money. Not indebted like I'm grateful. I have a debt to you, I owe you money. Hodas Baal Din Kamei Edom Dami. And the Ketzos goes out of his way. We saw this on page 8 last week. So says, Hodas Baal Din Kamei Edom Dami is not working midin matana. It's not that we say Hodas Baal Din works because I could even make a matana now. Since I don't believe me that I borrowed $100 last week, because I could stand right now and say I'm giving you $100 as a gift. That's how some understand Hodas Baal Din. Says the Ketzos, no, it's not a din in like a migu. Believe me that I borrowed money from you last month. Why? Because I could give you $100 right now. Says the Ketzos, no, it's a din in ne'amonos. Hodas Baal Din kemei edim. HaTorah ha'amina l'chol adam al atzmo kemei edim al acherim. So therefore, says the Ketzos, the truth is din ne'amonos demands verification as much as Kiddushin. Elamai, when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, you could achieve verifying how? Through the Baal Din himself. When it comes to getting the Kiddushin, we don't apply Odas Baal Din. We don't listen if the Chassan says, believe me. Why? Why does Hodas Baal Din not work for Gittin V'Kedushin? Because Hodas Baal Din works to be Mechayev yourself, to obligate yourself. But Hodas Baal Din doesn't work to obligate someone else. So when it comes to Kedushin, I'm assuring her in the rest of the world if I say she's married to me. When it comes to Gittin, if I say, and you're going to believe me that I gave a get, you're assuring her on a coin. So I'm not just Mechayev myself, as Mechayev La'acharini, I'm being Mechayev somebody else. So Hodas Baal Din doesn't work. So says the Ketzos, no, it's not Eidus L'Kiyam HaDavar. It's not that the Gittin V'Kedushin doesn't work unless there's someone there. It's that I need to verify what's happening. When it comes to Dinei Mamonos, I can verify, there's a believability, a Namonos to verify, even through one of the litigants himself. When it comes to Gittin V'Kedushin, that luxury is not afforded to me. Because we can't say Hodas Baal Din. We don't apply one of the litigants even confessing himself. And therefore, I need the external verification. How does the external verification come, says the Ketzos? Through Edim. But according to the Ketzos, it's an enormous chiddush of the Ketzos, Lav Davka, does it have to come through Edim? And he explains the machlokas about Ede Mesira Karti, Ede Chasima Karti. How do you understand Reb Meir? Ede Chasima Karti. Two Edim sign on a get, and the get's given to the from the husband to the wife. Ede Chasima Karti. So again, I don't want to get into it, but the Ketzos brings down from different Rishonim. Maybe Reb Meir doesn't even mean that entirely. Maybe the opinions aren't exactly how they seem. But what the Ketzos says is, how does it work? What Reb Meir is saying is, how do I know the get was given? Because I have two Edim that saw the sofa write the get Lashma, and it's their proper names. And now that proper get is in the hands of a woman? That's a good enough verification that, in fact, the get was given to her. In other words, according to the Ketzos, that the Edus is not Lakiyam HaDavar. It's not that I can't achieve the reality without the Edim. For the Ketzos, I could achieve the reality without the Edim. I need the Edim to verify the reality occurred. If I could verify the reality occurred in another way, then I don't need the Edim. And maybe that's the pshat in Reb Meir, the Ede Chasima Karti. All this we saw last week, including a big nafkamina between these two positions, the Ketzos, Reb Chaim, these different understandings. Hold on. We saw Reb Chanan, Kobet Shir on page 10. Reb Chanan said, what if the Edim L'Kiyam HaDavar became possible right after the chuppah? They leave the chuppah, they walk down the steps of the chuppah, and they go eat a cheeseburger. They no longer are competent to provide Edus L'Bir HaDavar. If they get called into a court, they could no longer give testimony about what happened. They're possible Edus. They walk out of the chuppah, and they head right to the Hard Rock Casino. They go and they do some pigeon racing. They're ineligible to testify. So is the marriage undone? No, because the Kobet Shirim says that's a nafkamina. Now, if they're verifying, I need them to continue to have the capacity to verify. If it's an Edus L'Kiyam HaDavar, like Reb Chaim's Tvei Dinim and Edus, if the purpose was to create the reality, once they created the reality, and at the time they created the reality, they were eligible to create the reality, I don't care that they walked out of the chuppah and were Mechal Shabbos before Hestia. Once they created the reality, they created the reality. Another nafkamina. And this transitions right to our Nusugya. Page 11, the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, where I underline, Itmar Rav Amar, Shliach Nasa'ed. The Reb Shilo Amri Ein Shliach Nasa'ed. So we know that a person is able to get married either directly, Ohu Obishlucho, or through an agent. So let's say she's halfway around the world, and I don't want to have to interrupt, I don't want to be Mevatel my Talmud Torah to go marry her. So I'll hire a shliach, and I'll say to the shliach, I'm appointing you a shliach, I'm appointing you an agent. Go to Timbuktu. I have to have seen the girl, otherwise I might violate v'hatal recha kamocha. If I'm repulsed by her, and then I'll end up divorcing her, it's terribly unkind, it's cruel. So a man has to see a girl, a woman, before he can marry her. So I saw her shidduch resume, and I saw her doctored picture on her shidduch resume. I don't know, the Mekayim, the Gemara, about you have to see her if the picture was photoshopped and doctored up. I don't know, it's a good shiloh. So let's say I saw an accurate picture and I send the shliach. So now the shliach goes to Timbuktu, but there's a problem. There's not a whole lot of Shomer Shabbos eligible edim in Timbuktu. So the shliach is going to marry her on my behalf. He's going to hareya mikudesha, he's going to hand the ring, and he's going to create a reality. She will be wed to me. I'm still here in Boca. She's in Timbuktu with the shliach. The shliach is going to create the reality through his marrying, through his proposal, his betrothal. But there's a shortage of Edim. So the question is, can the Shliach also be an aid? We often have the opposite problem. I have too many people and too few kibudim. But I've also been involved in weddings in far-flung places where you have too many kibudim and too few eligible people, too few witnesses. So can the Masada Kedushin be an aid? An interesting question. The Gemara here has a machlokas. Shliach nasa aid or not? The Shliach was going to be Mekadesh, the woman, for someone else to fulfill his shlichus, his agency. Can he simultaneously give the ring and witness the giving of the ring? So Rav says, yeah, shliach nasaid. And the Be'er of Shila Amrei, ain't shliach nasaid. The Be'er of Shila say, no, he can't do both. Says Rabbi Chanan in that piece, what if, can the aid later come? There's a question of whether there's a real marriage. And you need the shliach, not the aid, the shliach to later testify in court as an aid. Can he do it? So according to Reb Chaim, he says yes. Why? Because when he was functioning as an aid l'kiyum adavar, when he was an aid l'kiyum adavar, so he was an ogeya. You can't be a shliach and aid l'kiyum adavar at the same time. But when you come later, the shlichus is done. You created the reality has been created. When you come later to be an aid l'birur adavar, then you could come. Then you could come later. Okay, but so the Gemara here has a machlokas. Rav holds a single person can't fulfill both roles, and the Be'er Reb Shila disagrees. The Be'er Reb Shila disagrees. What's the logic? So continue with the Gemara. Again, if we had all the time in the world, we'd get into the Gemara at length. We do not have all the time in the world. Maybe some of you do, but I don't. So, at least not right now. So, the Gemara says the following. Two lines from the bottom. Rav Amar Ein Shliach Nasaid, the Be'er Reb Shila Amar Shliach Nasaid, V'Hilchas L'Shliach Nasaid. The Gemara concludes, a Shliach can be an aid. That's the first ostensible conclusion of the Gemara. The Gemara goes on, and discussing the logic behind Be'er Reb Shila, suggests why the reason a Shliach can't do both, I'm sorry, continue back after the first underline. Again, Rav Amar Shliach Nasaid, Be'er Reb Shila Amar Ein Shliach Nasaid. My time at the Be'er Reb Shila, why did Reb Shila say he can't simultaneously do both? Because when I sent him to Timbuktu to marry the woman on my behalf, I didn't ask him to be my witness. What did I ask him to be? My shliach. I asked him to be my agent, not my witness. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, one second, why is that a problem? So what that I didn't ask him to be my witness? So if I marry a woman in front of two witnesses, eligible, legitimate, 100% kosher edim, but I never designated them. I just married her, and they were there. If I didn't designate them, it's no good. How could the reason for Reb Shila be that a shliach can't be an aid? Why? Because I only sent them to be a shliach, and I didn't send them to be an aid. Why is it a problem I didn't send them to be an aid? Do I ever tell the edim at a kedushin, your job is the edim? So that can't be what it hinges on. The machlokas has to be for another reason. So what do you see from the Gemara? The Rishonim on this Gemara point out that it sounds like if you're Mekadesh, a woman, and you didn't designate Edom. So I got a big audience, 1,200 people are at the chuppah, and I just say, Ariat Mekudeshesli, none of the two were called up, none of the two were designated, but 1,200 people watched. Is the Kedushin Chal? Before you get fancy, just the Gemara. The Rishonim say, the Gemara sounds like, absolutely. You don't need to designate, Atem may die. The Gemara was shocked. What do you think you have to say, Atem may die, you have to designate witnesses? No. If you said, you give Mesiras at the Bas, if you do Kedushin, and there were two kosher witnesses among them, so the Kedushin's chal. The Kedushin is good. Gemara in Makos, in Sanhedrin rather, seems to suggest differently. Gemara in Sanhedrin Chavtes, page 12 in the handout. Imamar, hu amar li, the Gemara is referencing the Mishnah. When it comes to, Gemara is addressing a case where a person claims that someone borrowed money from them. So in order for the person who borrowed, they make an admission of the debt, for it to be significant, witnesses have to have seen the borrower offer hodah. We said hodah is ba'din kamei edim dami. If I say, I'm moda that I owe you $100, witnesses have to have witnessed that I'm moda, that I said I'm moda to you. Witnesses don't have to witness the loan to create the debt, but in order for you to later come and say, I was moda that I owe you the money, witnesses have to testify that I in fact was moda, I owe the money. So that raises a level of seriousness, that the confession was a real confession. Why? So the Gemara says, because if there were no witnesses there, then the person might say, Meshate ani b'cha. I was just joking. I never really intended it. Rashi says, what does it mean, Meshate ani b'cha? Look at Rashi. Zochik ha'isi b'cha b'shvil sha'isa sho'alani ma shelo haya. You keep muttering me, you keep petering me for this money, and I didn't borrow money. I said, fine, I owe you $100. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. Shabbos. It's a time I don't have my wallet on me, so I'm not about to pay you anyway. But to get you out of my hair, to get you to leave me alone, because you're ruthlessly bothering me, I say, you know what? Fine, I owe you $100. I don't care. Just leave me alone. I want to enjoy the Kiddush. Just leave me alone. So Rashi says, you're driving me crazy. I want to be alone. The Ritva and the Gemara brings a second claim. Why? Maybe the person, today it's in vogue to look like you're wealthy. Today everybody wants to feel like they're a greiser kanaker. They have a lot of money. The time of the Rishonim, the Gemara, it was in to be poor. You were humble, you were modest, nobody could take advantage of you, no one could expect anything from you, no mishalachim would knock on your door, it was in to be poor. So the Ritva says, maybe he says, yeah, I owe you $100, because he wants to sound like he's poor. Yeah, true, I had no food to eat last week, and I had to borrow $100, and it's true, I owe you the $100. But in either case, Bein Rashi or the Ritva, the borrower doesn't mean it. He's not sincere when he says, yeah, I owe you $100. How do you therefore testify to his sincerity? You need to have witnesses. But if it's witnesses who are witnessing without being designated, that doesn't take away his argument. So in other words, he's at the Kiddush. And in front of 1,000 people at the Kiddush, he says, yeah, I owe you $100. Just leave me alone already. So now you have 1,000 people who testify. He said, yeah, I owe you $100. Leave me alone. He can still say about the 1,000 people, yeah, I said that because I want to look poor. Or I said that because he doesn't stop chepering me. He doesn't leave me alone. I wanted him to leave me alone. How do I prove he's sincere? So the Gemara says he has to designate witnesses. When the borrow designates witnesses that he is sincerely confessing to the loan, he's moda, that he owes the money, that is therefore what the lender can hold against him. Okay? That is the Gemara. So the problem is, the Gemara sounds like a stira to what we saw. Why, when it comes to my being moda with money, are the presence of two witnesses not enough? I have to say matei madai, says the Gemara, I have to stipulate, you're my witnesses. And when it comes to Kiddushin, where there's also a chav la'acharini, when it comes to Kiddushin, you're able to have a valid Kiddushin even without the testimony of witnesses at all. So that's question number one. Seems like a steer in the Gemaras. Why, for some things, do you have to say Atem Edai, but for Kiddushin Gittin, you don't have to say Atem Edai, you don't have to designate your witnesses. Oh, so steer and Rav, because Rav's the Baal Memra in both cases. Good, good. Moreover, furthermore, the Gemara Makos, Daf Hey, page 13. Makos Hamad Beis teaches the following. The bottom. It's in the Mishnah. Two lines from the bottom. Hey, on the base, the Mishnah. Mashnaim nimtza echad mehem karov apostle, yidusim beteila. Afshloshim nimtza echad mehem karov apostle, yidusim beteila. The Mishnah says the following principle. How many witnesses do you need? Two. So the halacha is, if one of the two witnesses is invalid, they could be invalid because they are a compulsive gambler, and that they don't earn a living. They're not osik b'yeshuva shalolam. So therefore, they're not a valid witness because they gamble. They're an invalid witness because they're a karov. They did nothing wrong. They're just a relative. Someone's brother. Someone's son. Someone's father. Or they're pasul for whatever reason. So if one of the two witnesses is invalid, obviously it invalidates the testimony. Let's say I have three witnesses. I don't need three witnesses, but I come to court and I have a group of three witnesses. And one of them, the other party, the other litigant says, one second, you can't testify using that group of three witnesses. One of those witnesses has been the whole night last night in the Hard Rock. He's not a legitimate witness. Says the Mishnah, Nimtza Echemim, Karav Apostle, Edusim Betela, doesn't only apply where each of the two witnesses is indispensable because all you have is two. It applies also if you have 3, 5, 100, 1,200, 1,300 witnesses who see something. 1,300 witnesses are at a chuppah, and they see the chassan say, Hareat Mekudeshesli, he gives her a tabas, he gives her a ring. Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, Edusim Betela. The whole Edus is batel. So what do you see? What? Oh. So if you look at the continuation of the Gemara, that Vavam and Beis, Vavam and Aleph rather, the continuation of the Gemara, that was the mission, Nimtza Echad Mekarav Apostle. The Gemara elaborates, Heichi Amrinan Lahu, the Gemara quotes from Rava that only those who come, we ask him, did you come to court? Why are you here today? Are you here to sit in the, what do they call that?
Gallery.
The gallery? Are you here to watch? Before you have a cable network to watch the trial. So if you wanted to watch the trial, you had to come in person. So why are you here today? Are you here to offer testimony? Or are you here to watch the testimony of others? What are you doing here? What are you doing here today? So if he says, I'm only here to watch, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. But if he says, I've come to establish, I came to create the matter, lasude, I came to testify, so then it would be a problem if Nimtza Mechamehem Karav O Pasul. So the Chiddush of Rava is that when you have many bystanders, many spectators, many observers who witness an event, they can exclude themselves from the group. How? All they have to say is, I didn't come to testify, I just came to watch. The Gemara, what was Rava's argument? Because if that's not the case, what do you do? You have, you know, I don't know, it's a Yankee game. 40,000 people in the stands watching. And a guy runs on the field and kills someone. Let's assume everybody's Jewish here. So what happens if in the entire 40,000, there's two brothers who went to watch the Yankee game together? You won't be able to try the murderer? Can't be. So the Gemara says, right. So when is it that when you have it in a huge unit, who are all watching something, that automatically, if there's one person who's invalid, it invalidates the whole group, when they say, we're here to testify. But when they say, we're not here to testify, we're just here to watch, then it doesn't invalidate the whole group. Why? The person has the ability to exclude himself from the group. I'm not here to testify. I was just here as an onlooker. So even if he's Pasul Akarov, he can exclude himself from the group on his own. Yes, Rabbi Brim.
Oh,
good. So now you're going to see the whole thing come together. Excellent. So look at the Ritva. So the Ritva raises a question. Page 15. The Ritva in that Gemara Makos, the Ritva is in a few places. The Ritva is in Kedushin too. But the Ritva here in the Gemara Makos says the following. Hikshu alav. Masvari yizu lomar ki lafishim ischavim b'shas ria lios eid, yekari eid, shelo lios dayin, v'lus lo sakshem b'kavan aso. V'o dim kein, ay nitzrikim l'sayim eidim b'shas Kedushin. Shem lokein v'yisham shum karov ulainis chavin lios eid uposlas kulam v'avalei mekadosh be'edim psulam kemekadosh below edim shein kedush of klum v'onam behedjakayim alandiv v'kedushin lo tzarech lomar atem edai. Says the Rit for the following. It's a practical problem we have. Usually a chup is done in front of family. So by definition among the group, among the unit of bystanders are going to be krovim. So if you don't designate edim, then everyone's automatically included in the group, and therefore they should invalidate the entire testimony. And if you mekadesh in front of invalid witnesses, It's as if you were Mekadosh in front of no witnesses at all. There's no condition whatsoever. So the Ritva is bothered. How is every chuppah work all together? If there's any members of the family there, you shouldn't even be capable of having a kiddushin. Because how could you have testimony at all? And you don't have to designate witnesses. In other words, it's not that I have to forget the family there. Chassan and Kala are alone with two witnesses. They don't have to say Atem Eidai. So the Ritva says, how does this entire thing, how does this work? So the Ritva answers, and this is the source of a chumrah that's widely observed today, that's why under the chuppah you say, will you, Rabbi Shmerel, and you, Rabbi Beryl, be my witnesses to the exclusion of all others. Why to the exclusion of all others? Because by saying to the exclusion of all others, I am extracting you two from the kat edim. You're no longer part of the rest of the whole group. Even if among the rest of the whole group, their kar of apostle, it's not going to invalidate you two. You two are extracted, and you are the only ones who are watching. There's a major question and a major problem on this Ritva, which is, what? What right does the chassan have to tell witnesses that they're not witnessing? What right? If witnesses themselves say, as we saw the Gemara Makos Ravas Svara, the witness says, look, my brother and I were at the Yankee game, but I want this murderer, I want him to get the electric chair. So you know what? I'm not including myself in the group because I'm saying I was an onlooker. I'm not here to testify. I'm just here to be an onlooker. So the witness, the potential witness himself can say, I'm not here to testify. Don't count me in the group. I want the group to still be valid. But how can the chassan? Who empowered the chassan? Who gave license to the chassan, to the Masada Kedushin, to the brother who's announcing the kibudim? Who gave him the right to say only these two and nobody else? Someone else there might say, what do you mean not me? I'm also watching. I'm also an aide. I didn't get called up, but I want a kibud. So sitting in my chair, nobody will know, but I'm also one of the aidim because I also want the covet of being one of the aidim. So the Ritva is trying to create a solution, but the Ritva's solution really is a problem. The question was, Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle, how do we Kedushin Chal? You always have family members at every chuppah. Says the Ritva, the answer is, designate two witnesses, to the exclusion of all others. Our kasha on the Ritva is, what right do you have to designate witnesses to the exclusion of all others? What mechanism is there to prevent or block the testimony, the witnessing, the status of witnesses of others? Who are the chassan and kala to think that they can do that? Now, why in monetary cases, it's much more logical it could happen. Why? In monetary disputes. And here we come back to the chiluk a little bit. In the monetary dispute, the witnesses are coming when? Now go back to Reb Chaim. When do witnesses come? In the monetary case, I can have 1,200 people witness me lend you $100. I could care less of Kar of Apostle among them. When do I need them to not have a Kar of Apostle among them? When they come to Beis Din. I don't care if a million people watch and there's a 900, whatever, many of them, 99% of them are apostle. All I care about is when the Eidim come to Beis Din and present the testimony, that's when I care it's valid. Why? We're invoking the Reb Chaim Chakira now. Because when it's an Eidus Labira Davar, so only the ones that want to be Mevari in a Beis Din, I'll exclude the others so they don't bring down the group. But here the Eidus is Lakiyam Adavar. So maybe the Eidim Lakiyam Adavar, it's B'shas Maisa. In other words, when it comes to the financial dispute, it's only when they come testify report later in Beis Din. Now, the chuppah is where the testimony is needed. So it's too late. So how is it? The witnesses themselves, maybe you have to go around the room and all 1,200 minus two have to stand up and say, I'm just here to watch, I don't want to testify. In other words, maybe the MC doesn't announce these two to the exclusion of all others, but goes through the entire invitation list and says, this one says he doesn't want to be, this one says he doesn't want to be, this one says he doesn't want to be, this one says he doesn't want to be. We're doing it backwards. How is the Ritva's solution a solution? Isn't the Ritva's problem solution really a problem? Yeah.
And he is, insists he wants to be a neighbor. So when they announce that Shimon and Yitzhak are the
Mechitesi. Since when does a witness have to say, I want to introduce myself, I'll be a witness? Shtika ko da, that what? Okay, that might be an answer. We'll come back. We'll come back. Yes. Oh, so I thought that way too. Maybe you could answer that. Exactly, the opposite. When is it that you need to exclude yourself because otherwise everybody there is presenting testimony is for Edus Labira Dover. The more witnesses, the greater being able to accurately establish the truth. So if two witnesses are good, 100 witnesses are even better. The more testimony I have, the more I can get to the bottom line truth. So Edus Labira Dover, the assumption is that everyone is there to testify unless they exclude themselves. But maybe within Reb Chaim Edus L'Kiyam HaDavar, they're there. You can have 1,000,000 witnesses, it doesn't help. I need 2 in order to create the Kiddushin. That's what I need the 2 for. If I have 100, is it a better Kiddushin? It's the same Kiddushin whether I have 2 or whether I have 2,000,000. So since I only need 2 for L'Kiyam HaDavar, once the Chassan designates the 2, by definition it renders everybody else unnecessary, uninvolved, excluded from what's happening. So the guy in the audience, now the problem with that is, the question on that is, it's not so pashut. The Rishonim, the Achronim all go into the following. What happens? There's a Kiddushin that took place. These Shailas come up, Rachmana Litzlan, in our generation, because in Mamzer's question, you have a couple got married, they got married by a conservative rabbi, a non-observant couple. They never got a divorce, one of them subsequently remarries, you have a child, the child becomes swim through and his wife wants to know if he's a Mamzer. How do you know if he's a mamzer? It'll be tully in whether the first marriage was a legitimate marriage. If there was a legitimate marriage, the lack of a get means the second marriage creates mamzerus. How do you know if the first one was a legitimate marriage? So if he says, my aunt Cheryl and my other aunt with the 2 Adim, you're in pretty good shape that there was not a good marriage. But what if someone says, it's true, but you know, what about your cousin from Lakewood who was not your cousin? That wouldn't be valid. What about your good friend who became a Baal Tshuva, who was at the wedding from Lakewood? So maybe if there are 2 people there. So you have a shayla that sometimes when you have 2 witnesses who are called onto the chuppah, and it turns out they find out, let's say not a case like that I just told you, Mamzerus, a legitimate case. It turns out the Masada Kedushin didn't realize a sheni, a shlishi, a karov. How do you define karov? So he okayed it to them that they let the brother-in-law serve as an aide. And so 2 Edom are called up, one is a brother-in-law, from wedding, from Masada Kedushin. It's a momentary lapse of judgment, knowledge. And so now the couple's living together. Do they need a new Kedushin? So Poskim will say, well, the one aid that was there was good. Was there anyone else? Was someone sitting in the front row who saw? So the very fact that Poskim will allow us to invoke the aidus of someone else who was present means, not like we're trying to say within Reb Chaim, that when it's an Eidus L'Kiyam HaDavar, unless you want to say even Eidus L'Kiyam HaDavar has to be 2 legitimate Eidim. So the one guy's a fake. He wasn't included in L'Kiyam HaDavar. I don't know.
So what?
Yeah. So I'm saying, right. So how do you create? This whole question of the Ritva is a big question, because how can you blend audience members with people on stage? Can you blend them to create a new Eidus? Correct. Correct. Other Rishonim are bothered by the same question as the Ritva. The Rush, page 17. So the Rush, for example. Hilchach nir lefarsh lefi amaskana damarava de mekayim edavar diba hakasuv ein krovan apsulim avatlan ha'edus elam kein bo v'idu bebezden ima acherim delomikra edus ela osan shaboyin lekayim adavar b'fnei bezden. So the Rush is saying, the provision that an invalid witness disqualifies everyone is only when they come to court to testify. He's trying to teach. What did the Mishnah mean about what do you do about 2 brothers if it's only talking about when you come to Edom? Look at the next underline. We don't find that you have to ask him. He may kiru psulan. V'achem pirushu tusefta. V'hu lo yoda amal v'sheish lo, o lo v'shem k'sham karav apostol. Kilo izminim le'edim. Elahem ba'atzim bo liros tiskayim ma'edim p'shar edim. What happens? The borrower or the lender have family members present during the time of the loan. You didn't ask them to come to Beis Din later to testify for you, but they were present at the time of the loan. Do they disqualify even the legitimate witnesses who are there? Says the Rosh, no, we don't say that. So the Rosh is also bothered by this question, and he says that when it comes to Kedushin and other cases of Eidus Lakiyam Adavar, no such halacha exists because you're not coming to Beis Din later to testify. So Eidim Sulam don't invalidate. Why? Says the Rosh, the Kasha never gets off the ground to begin with. The whole Kasha, what happened to the Mishnah and Makos? Nimsa Me'achem Me'ampar Karav Apostle, but Le'edusan, if one of them is no good, it invalidates the whole group. That's only when it comes to the type of testimony which is later offered in court. But Eidus Lakiyam Adavar, that whole rule doesn't even apply. You don't even have to designate Eidim for the Rosh because the whole rule never applies. You don't have to say to the exclusion of all others because then even if it meant to the inclusion of all others, Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Apostle for the Rosh doesn't apply to Eidus Lakiyam Adavar. It only applies to Bira Adavar when the witnesses are going to come and testify later. What? The what? Say that again? Right. Correct, that's what he's saying. You can still be Mechayev Shvua. You would still be Mechayev Shvua. Correct. Now, going back to the Ritva. You know, actually, everyone hold your questions because we only have a little bit amount of time left and a lot more to get through. The Ritva, back to the Ritva obviously didn't hold like the Rosh. The Ritva didn't believe, he believed that Nimtzach and Menkar of Apostle does apply even to Eidus Lakiyam Adavar. Or what we're calling within Reb Chaim, Eidus Lakiyam Adavar. So how are you going to understand how the Chaslin has the right to exclude others? If Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, it invalidates everybody. So you need to extract two who will be kosher and they not be brought down by the presence of Apostle. How do you extract them? How does the Chaslin have a right to exclude everyone else? You couldn't have a condition of public. That's the Ritva's kasha. So some say, like you were saying, that when it's announced, and this is a big nafkamina, it should be announced. The Masada condition shouldn't whisper it if you believe it needs to be done. Lamaisa, we don't believe any of this needs to be done because we paskin, you don't have to designate the Eidim to the exclusion of all others. But if you're observing the Chumrah, it shouldn't be observed in quiet. Why? Because one of the svaras that's offered is that when the Chasan says, I designate these two to the exclusion of all others, Who's sitting there is going to try to override the chassan? The chassan does not have the right to invalidate anyone else as a witness, but the chassan is essentially making a request. Everyone else who's here, extract yourself from the edus. I've designated these two, so what does it mean to the exclusion of all others? To the exclusion of all others is another way of saying, please withdraw yourself as a potential witness. And that is the mechanism, maybe through which it works. There's other svaras that are offered as well. We're running short on time. What's a machlokas? From this Ritva, though, it's very clear. The fact that the Ritva has the fear, and he tells you have to designate two witnesses, the Ritva fundamentally disagrees with the Ktsos. The Ktsos understood there's no such thing as Eidus Lakiyam Adavar. Even the presence of two witnesses at a Gittin V'Kiddushin is why? To verify that it happened. So much so, if you could achieve verification through another means, like in the case of Mamonos, Hodas Baldin, in the case of a get for a mayor, Eide Chassi Makarti, if you could achieve the verification through another means, maybe you don't even need the witnesses. Where the Ritva's whole fear is telling you, no, you need these witnesses, you need their full testimony, they're functioning as full-fledged witnesses. What's a nafkamina? So the Avne Miluim, who happens to be written by the Ketzos, page 19, says the following. Look on the bottom of the right-hand column. They have to have kavana for the edim as well. In other words, we brought a case. We said, what if a man gives a woman a ring in front of 1,200 people who saw, but he never actually knew that there are people watching? Does he have to know there are people watching? Does he have to know there are people watching? Let's say there's two people watching. A man, I'll give you the following scenario. You know, everyone has, every summer, the case comes up about the boy, the young teenage boy who as a joke, gives a girl a shove a pruta and says, Arambi kudeshesli, and then some big posek has to be called to find out whether, in fact, now they're married, do they need to get. So let's say the boy is on a walk with the girl and there's no one else around. He thinks there's no one else around. He says, Arambi kudeshesli, and he gives her a ring, and then it turns out two of his friends were hiding in the bushes, watching, laughing at him. He didn't even know they were there. Is it a good kiddushin? Does the chassan, do the mekadesh and miskadeshes, do the two people who need to have das, do they need to know that they're being witnessed? Do they have to know there's two witnesses? Or, no, they have to do what they need to do, and even if it turned out there were two people witnessing, now the kiddushin is chal. So the ktosir and his avnei miluam. It's a whole other shayla, whether that counts. So he says, Yechavnu ha-mekadesh ha-miskadeshes. The ritva, within the ritva, they have to have kavana that there's a das. Matzasi beritva. Afagav delibinim kedushin atam eidai. Even though you don't have to designate two specific people, you are my witnesses. Shiyah eidim sham velo mahani atam etmen eidim ma'achori. I get there. Chad lo chashiv eidus b'davar shikov ha-davar tzorach le-eidus el b'davar shitzorach eidus b'shim shikri. Maybe she says, I was quiet, I took it because I thought there were no Edom, I wanted to get him out of my hair. She's the one with the excuses now. So look at the underline. What happens if you have two witnesses in front of them and they have kavana, they're going to get married in front of two witnesses, but those two witnesses are no good, and it turns out there were two witnesses behind the bushes, behind the fence, who they didn't know about? No good. So this is a nafkamina between the ritva and the iksos. Why? How much do the witnesses need to see? First of all, do the chasan akali even have to be aware of who their witnesses are? But how much do they have to see? You have Eidei Kiddushin, my wedding, which feels like yesterday, but clearly wasn't, was the Eidei Kiddushin were Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn and Rabbi Mordechai Willig, two kosher Eidim, two Gevaldik HaTalmid HaChachamim, Tzadikim. So anyone knows Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn, he takes off his glasses, he leaned in, his eyes were about an inch away from the Mesiras HaDabas, where the ring was being put on her finger. A lot of drama, Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn. So he saw everything. What? Yeah, so that's a valid witnessing. Sometimes you have the witness, and at the second he's putting the ring on, the camera guy ran across. That split second, he didn't see it. So is it enough circumstantial testimony? He saw the chassan holding the ring. He saw the kala with her finger out. And true, at the moment it was put on, the photographer ran across, he didn't see. But it's circumstantial evidence that the chassan put the ring on her finger, right? Is that enough? That's a machlokas, it would seem, a nafgamina between the ritva and the ktos. According to the ritva, it's not enough. You need legitimate testimony because you need the witnesses to actually see. You need edus l'kiyam. If it's edus l'kiyam adavar, they're not mekayim the davar without seeing. But if you hold it's edus l'bira adavar, if you hold the ktos that it's verification, the whole purpose of it is to verify what happened. It's not kiyam adavar, but it's to verify. So just like in Dine Momenos, you don't have to have seen everything. You could piece together circumstantial evidence in order to create a conclusion. So too over here, even if they didn't see everything. So that's one of the nafkaminas. How much do the witnesses need to see? Do the witnesses have to have seen absolutely, absolutely everything? So how do we paskin with all this? How do we paskin with all this? So Shulchan Aruch, page 20. Tzorach Shiyiru HaMekadosh HaMiskadosh HaSa'idim. The two parties, the Chosan and Kala, both need to see the witnesses. Aval Imro Osam Shnayim Me'achalam Ve'em Ro'em Ve'enam Nir Im Lo Ola Ein Atzricha Mimenu Get. But if two witnesses see, looking out the window, but neither the bride or groom see them, then the bride does not need a get. Meaning, there's no marriage whatsoever. Kiddush Bifnei Eidim, continuing, or we can see the Ramah. Va'afilu Shama Eidim Sha'amah Shemekabelas Kiddushin, Yichol Lomar Yodea Yisi Shein Kiddushin Below Eidim V'Kavanah Shilus Chokba. The Ramah's quote in the Rivash, that she might say, without having seen the witnesses there, even if they hear her saying something, even if they hear her, they're testifying, she seemed consent, a willing participant in accepting the Kiddushin, maybe she says, yeah, I said that way to get rid of him because I didn't know there were witnesses there. Kiddush bifnei edim, afil lo amartem edim, mikudeshos. Right, halacha dalad. We're in Evan Ezra Siman Membeis, Siv dalad. Kiddush bifnei edim, afil lo amartem edim, mikudeshos. If you get married in front of edim, even if you don't designate the edim, we said you don't have to say atem edai, the kiddushin is chal. Va'afilu yachid edim, and even if the chassan was miyached, designated two witnesses to the exclusion of others, yicholam achir, or designates two witnesses, yicholam achirim shiro hamaisa lahayin, then, as we said, you can combine. We gave the example before. It turns out one of the two edim on the chuppah was no good. You can combine it with the edus of somebody who's not there. V'tzricha ma'edim liros hanasina mamash liyada o lirashusa. They have to see the entire process. They have to see, not circumstantial, you actually have to see the transfer of the ring. They have to see the chassan literally put it on her finger. We don't rely on circumstantial support or evidence in this case. Okay. Skip to page 24. So where did it come from, this practice today, that I designate the witness to the exclusion of all others? Where did this come from? So the Aruch HaShulchan, among others, not just the Aruch HaShulchan, to give you a list. The Smak, the Radvaz, the Shach, the Beis Meir, the Aruch HaShulchan, among others, say that one should be machmir to designate edim because of the Ritva's Kasha, because of the Mishnah Makos, Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. So look at the Aruch HaShulchan. V'lachein nachon sha'arav mesara kiddushin yachid edim v'nogel yachid is ha'shlech tzibar v'ashamash v'nei she'omdim samach v'achasna v'kala v'mechad mehem karav yachid acher. So one, the Rav should be miyachid edim. And that is our practice, the Zuchumra of mesara kiddushin, to be miyachid edim. These are designated to the exclusion of all others. Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal has a sefer Chuppah v'Kiddushin. It says Yalkut Yosef a Chuppah v'Kiddushin. In the Sfaradik Prah, he also says Yesh Nogin Shachasan Omer LeEdim Atem Edai V'Yesh Tzomchal Mashakorn Lohem Shiyu Edim. Some say, this is very compelling to me, the fact that the Chassan's brother said into a microphone in front of 1,200 people, would Rabbi so and so and Rabbi so and so mechubed with Edim Kiddushin, that's the Chassan's being miyachid them. Does he really have to then say and forget in front of everyone, you and you to the exclusion of all others? So Rav Avadya quotes, the fact that he asks that it be announced that these are my two Eidei Kiddushin is a form of being miyachid them. Havei ka'omer lehem atem edai, ein tzorach shiyomer atem edai. V'chein ha'meikar adin she'ein ha'chazen tzorach lomer atem edai. It's not v'chein min hago shamaran. This was Rav Avadya's practice. The chazen didn't have to designate witnesses. Mikol makom imomer atem edai, odav tvei l'ravcha demilsa. But if you want to be yotzei all the opinions, Rav Chadimilsa, the Ritva's fear, then, so this became a chumrah in vogue today. It wasn't always in vogue. We have another principle that sometimes we shouldn't adopt new chumras because it's motzi laz al achronim. What are they going to say about our grandparents, that their kiddushin wasn't chal? We're going to watch the video of our great-grandparents. We're going to dig up and discover the video of our great-grandparents, and they didn't say atem edai, designated to the exclusion of all others. Sometimes you have a chumrah, and it's very dangerous. Your motzi laz. We're going to determine that we were all born out of wedlock. It's not so pasha to adopt chumras. And particularly, I think, compelling is Rav Avadi's argument that when they say so-and-so and so-and-so, Mechubit with Eidei Kedushin, that certainly is enough to designate. But if you want to see that footnote, Nos Gimel, he elaborates on this whole sugya. We'll end with two entries from Rav Asher Weiss, Shlita. One is the Sefer Minchas Asher and Sefer Dvarim, and the other is a Tshuva and Chelik Beis of Shalas Tshuvas Minchas Asher. So first he says, Geder Yichud Eidim. This is kind of a summary of everything we've seen over the last 2 weeks. And again, I know there was a lot more to say. It's a survey of Shas topics. So we've seen a little bit about Eidei Birur, Eidei Kiyum, Eidei Sekiyum Adavar, Eidei Labiru Adavar, the Ktos, the Ritva, the Reb Chaim, and how it applies all comes to a head in this question of, do you have to be Miyachid Eidim under the Chuppah? Kosovo Rishonim HaPosim, the B'Shas, Gid V'Kedushin Yish Yachid Eidim K'sherim K'desh Lifso Eidei Akrol Akrovim. Kevin Shiachto Eidim, Eidim Nitzolim Eidei Apasulim. Kach Kosovo HaRitva, B'Makos, Tzorachim, B'Sod Gedazu, Da'atu Yish B'Yad Adam, L'Hakshar Eidim V'Poslim, B'Hevel Piv. This was our Kash on the Ritva. Does a person have power to say someone else can't be their witness? U'mabakach Shiachid Eidim. You're not just witnesses. You don't serve at the pleasure of the litigants. You're a witness because you qualify to be a witness. So how does it work when the chassan says these two, the other 1,200, not so much? Again, if you employ Reb Chaim's terminology, this is what we wanted to say earlier, Dr. Schwartz and I, if you employ the terminology, when it's an Eidus Lakiyam Adavar, I don't need a million people to see it because they offer a greater veracity because they'll all come testify later with more accuracy. I need two. I don't need more than one Chassan. I don't need more than one Kala. And I don't need more than two Eidim. Each are indispensable, but Lakiyam Adavar, I need two. And maybe that's why. This was the svara that was offered. Says Rav Asher, it's not working because the chassan says I'm excluding everyone else. Why is it working? Because everyone else says I withdraw my potential to be a witness. And so on. Okay, you can look at the rest of this. It's a wonderful summary of most of what we've seen. But go to page 30, which is the last thing we'll see, where Rav Asher applies this in an interesting tshuva. Chelik Beis of Tshuvas Minchas Asher. Mashashal Be'echad Shekidesh Yishe Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. A man marries a woman. Mesadar HaKedushin Yachid Eidei Kedushin Kemina Ga'olam. The Mesadar HaKedushin designated two witnesses. This was the example I gave earlier. The next day it became apparent that one of the Eidei Kedushin, it turns out, was a relative. Do you need to bring everyone back together, put the flowers back up, get the band back together, and do a new wedding or not? Do you need to do a new wedding or not? So remember what I told you earlier. He employs this. The bottom of the left column, page 30. So he says, what do you do?
Not the same. If it, one is a apostle, then the apostle of the other is too.
No, but if you... Right. Lani az daiti. Svar azu rechoka ad lama'od. Mikom hakom liyachid eidim apoa v'rak yichud eidim ma'ani lavdila mikol hakol. U'ma ma'ani ma'da'onan sahadi d'lanricha le sheyifsalu. V'ato b'dine izchia askina d'zachan lo shalom idaito. It can't be working through that. So therefore, says Rav Asher, page 32, we're just out of time, so I'm sorry, I'm scrambling to finish this up. 33, go to the end. This was our question. Mashiyeshla in the right hand column. Mashiyeshla ayim bezai, ma yidei yichura eidim alalu, sheyechem em nimtze karov, shuv ein lahachshir es hakedushin ayidei eidim achirim kivan ayidei harav, a mesara kedushin. So maybe say, you know what, there was a third party up there. Mesara kedushin. Now sometimes mesara kedushin will be karov, then you got a big problem. But let's say you have two Edom and a non-related Masada Kedushin, and one of the Edom, it turns out, was no good, so maybe you could rely on the Masada Kedushin. Does the fact that the Chassam was Miyachid the Edom to the exclusion of everyone else remove the possibility of someone else joining in order to save his Kedushin? Does the act of Yichud Edom knock out the possibility of anyone else joining, including the Masada Kedushin, who by default is serving as an aid? So again, Rav Asher clears this exact shaila that's two tzadim of this chakira. How far do you go with the ability to be miyached edim? Can you not even save it after the fact if you need another aid? He says Yichud Edom will exclude anyone else, and so you got a problem here. If one of the Edom, it turns out, was no good, it doesn't matter if there's 1,200 other people who could have been good Edom, the fact that you adopted the Chumrah of the Ritva, and you're Miyachi de Edom, if li b'dvar v'tam ha'dvar n'chadosha yashiyot ye Edom v'lo acherim. V'legah b'chupa pashut ein tzar chupa chadosha, kevin shem nintzeh zibab b'ayis b'yichud gomor ein lecha chupa gedola mizu, chupa ein tzarach Edom. We pask and chuppah does not need Edom. The fact that you're living together under one roof has the status of chuppah, so you don't need to reconvene a new chuppah. Va'af im tzarach Edom, davar yadu l'chol avalei ke'edim. Va'ayinor be'evan ha'ezer, b'ramah im ditzu kedushin, and so on. Ein tzarach shum l'aklitz l'chuppah. Yesh l'lachzu l'kodshu b'tnei Edom k'sherim, ach ein tzarach ksuvah chadasha l'chuppah chadasha. So yes, if one of the two Edom was no good, it doesn't matter how many others were there who potentially could have been Mitzarif. If you're Miyachid Edom, you knocked them out. You don't need a new Ksuba, the Ksuba was valid. You don't need a Chuppa, you're living in the same roof. But new Kedushin you need with new Edom. Mirtz Hashem, we'll start with a new topic next week.